Psalm 56. This, we're told in the title, was when the Philistines took David in Gath. He was in a weak point in his faith, and he said, surely one day Saul's going to kill me, even though God had said, nope, you will be king one day, and Saul will be dead. And so he runs away to Gath, which was the city that Goliath came from. And of course, this was a bad idea. And of course, soon the Philistines started to say, but this is the David who they used to sing about, that he killed 10,000s of us. And of course, they wanted to kill him. Be merciful to me, O God. I think he realizes he's done wrong by disbelieving that he was really going to be preserved. And, he had thought that Saul was going to kill him. Be merciful to me, O God, for man wants to swallow me up. That's the Philistines. Every day he oppresses me. My enemies every day want to swallow me up. They are very many who are against me, O you Most High. Now, if God is the Most High, that means that ultimately there can be no problem that he can't overcome. But whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. So it's like God is with me. That's the little song I've always sung in my mind. God is with me. God is with me. And this was what David was feeling here. In God I will praise his word. Well, it doesn't mean I will praise the Bible. I think the word that he's thinking about is the word that he would become king. He's recognizing that, sure, I didn't have the faith in that word that I should have done, and that's why I've ended up in this very bad situation here in Gath. But now he says, no, I trust in it, that it will come true. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Every day they twist my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they watch my steps when they wait for my soul. Should they escape because of their sin? In your anger, cast down these people, O God. You know all my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Aren't they all written in your book? So just as God made a record of the wanderings of the children of Israel in the wilderness, so David feels he knows my path. He knows my history, and he knows all my tears. And it's as if he has preserved my tears. I'm very special to him, and it's true for us as well. When I cry to you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. And I'm saying that that word is specifically the word of promise that he would become king. And so even now he's oppressed by the Philistines who are planning to kill him. Then he's saying that because of that, he still believes, despite that, he still believes that God's word of promise will come true. Your vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you've delivered my soul from death. Won't you deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?